listening to Check You. Check. Listening to WRFM Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation, you can go to www.radiofreenashville.org. You can also find a link to live streaming there, of course, if you're perhaps already listening or maybe listening on the radio and won't be in the area in the future. All sorts of programming on the station. Again, this is the Fringe Radio Show, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival, also a nonprofit organization based in Nashville, involved with all sorts of music. If you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, you can go to www.nashvillefringefestival.org, and you would also get a free copy of their sampler, a bunch of local Nashville music. My name's Al D. I'm hosting a show every Monday night. I'm an MC and producer based in Nashville, Tennessee. I do some events around Nashville as well. Just had a couple I was involved with over the weekend, and had a good time with that. The guests on the show today, are Sam Hunter and Austin Valentine, both of Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. So we're going to be talking to them, playing some of their music, and I guess I'll go ahead and introduce them and say hi.
Hey, everybody.
So appreciate you being here, and you as well, Austin. So
thank you.
I guess I'll just kind of get started with some basic questions, if that's cool. How long have you guys been together as a group? And there are other members in the group, I assume, so you want to maybe just say, run down the list of the rest of the band?
Well, actually, this is the band. I know the name's a little misleading, but I guess that's the funny part about it. But we've been playing together for about 5 years or so. We met in high school, and we've been inseparable since.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, I guess you want to maybe just mention the instrumentation so I have a little better understanding, I guess.
Yeah. I play guitar, and I'll play bass on our recordings too, and I'll sing lead on some things. And Austin,
I'm a drummer percussionist on the albums and stuff, and we do a lot of background vocals together. So
cool. Someone shuffle. So, and you guys have been playing since high school, you said. What has been your, how long ago was that? First off, you guys look pretty young, no offense.
Well, that was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. So, and I happen to know you guys have been involved with some past shows with Nashville Fringe Festival, and I'm sure some others as well. Mm-hmm. You want to maybe talk about, there was one at Riverfront Park, I think, is that right?
Yeah.
Downtown, I saw some video. You want to maybe just tell us a little bit about that?
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it was sponsored by the Fringe Festival, and Metro Parks was involved with it as well. Chan and Williford and Jan Bossing, they got us hooked up together with the Fringe Festival, and we really appreciate, all the things that they do for us, and
Austin was a member of the jam band thing when he was
Centennial jam bands when I was a wee lad.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it looked like a cool event, outside and everything. Do you want to maybe mention a little bit about the history relationship with Nashville Fringe Festival? I always like to hear what people think about, how you guys got in with Jan and everything else.
We were actually in a group called The Least of Your Worries when we did have a bass player for that, and we got hooked in. Austin was part of the jam band thing with Shannon Williford, and the bass player that we had at the time, a guy named Forrest, was a part of it too. I was the odd man out. I was the only one who hadn't done it. But I think through that connection with the jam band thing is how we got into the Fringe Festival thing.
You want to tell me a little bit more about what that is, the jam band thing?
Basically, Shannon Williford heads the Metro Parks jam band at the Centennial Arts Center in Centennial Park, and it's basically just you get, you know, starting young kids out with music and getting them interested and getting them playing together and playing in a group and get the experience of that and playing in a group and playing with a band and writing songs and just getting together and jamming and having fun.
Cool. So, of course, you know, we're here to of course, talk about background and everything, but also want to mention a couple upcoming shows. You guys are playing at South on April 3rd. That's 1524 Demumbrian, I guess kind of Music Row area, and that's at 10 p.m. Are you aware of the other, I assume there's some other bands on that billing?
Yeah, it's part of this thing called the Lisa Go Variety Show, and she'll host writers rounds and things, and she has several different bands kit up, and a couple of the other acts that'll be there, this guy named Jason Adamo. I hope I'm saying that right. And then there are a couple other bands there, Landis and David Duvall. And so I've never heard those guys before, but I'm sure if they're part of the Lisa Go show, I know they'll be good.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that show's coming up. Also at the Basement on April 10th. That's 1604 8th Avenue South. Great venue. I actually did a show there myself not too long ago, which was also sponsored by Fringe Festival. So,
do you play?
Well, I'm an MC, like rapper. For that particular band, I was actually working with these guys. We play this beat, the Grips. Soul Records, so they were backing me and also my band, which is called Swap Meet Symphony, which is lead instruments a cello. It's like my friend Lindsay playing cello and, you know, drum and bass player.
That's
so cool, man. Basically, but yeah, some hip hop stuff. That show was a lot of fun. We had also, of course, the Grips. Like I said, was doing the, you know, they normally do instrumental, you know, funk and soul music, but. They were nice enough to let me and my buddies rap over them playing.
That's awesome.
So they kind of backed us, and we just, you know, we were freestyling a little bit and doing some planned ahead stuff also. So. A lot of fun, man, and the basement was great. It always sounds great. I was joking around with a friend the other day. Because, you know, the monitor situation at venues is always, like, a thing we struggle with. So I was at the Basement, and I was like, man, they got the same number of speakers pointed at us as they do pointed at the crowd. I was like,
definitely.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
It's definitely an artist-friendly place for musicians.
Yeah, Grimey's great.
Too. Yeah, he is.
Right. So, I guess... you got some other names on that bill you want to mention? Maybe?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it'll be just us there at 6:30. And we're just trying to get as many people out as possible. So if you're listening and don't have anything to do, come on out.
Right. April 10th at the Basement. So we got a couple songs. Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. Well, we got several, actually, but I got a couple queued up here that I'm going to play in a second. So the first one is called Patch It Up. You want to maybe tell us something about that in the next 30 seconds here?
Patch It Up was recorded a few months back, and it's basically a guy's plea to, let's patch it up, baby.
Okay, someone. To work it out some. I think you may be the first person who ever written one of those. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish.
Good stuff. Yeah, so this is, by the way, Poor Man Walk playing in the background by the Grips. And just want to mention that since they're a good friend of Nashville Fringe Festival and myself as well. So this is Patch It Up by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. Mm-hmm.
your precious love for granted and started knocking on other doors. I fooled around and girl, I let you down. Can't you see I'm not that fool anymore? Baby, let's patch it up. I know I made a bad mistake. Now I see we were meant to be together. Girl, we gotta patch it up. We got a lot of love at stake. Oh, take me back and I'll be true to you forever. If teardrops make a love grow stronger, my love grows stronger every day. Tell me why between your tears and mine we can't find the strength together to say. Baby, let's patch it up. I know I made a bad mistake. Now I see we were meant to be together. We gotta patch it up. We got a lot of love at stake. Oh, take me back and I'll be true to you forever. If you still feel that empty feeling and the happiness we had still makes you cry, I made a bad mistake. Now I see we were meant to be together. Ooh, girl, we gotta patch it up. We got a lot of love at stake. Oh, take me back and I'll be true to you forever.
So that was Patch It Up by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones, who happen to be sitting in the studio with me right now. So the band consists of Sam Hunter and Austin Valentine. You mentioned off the air a minute ago that you do the guitar and bass on the recordings. I guess you have a... As far as shows, I guess you work with it, just have people come play with you and stuff to do the shows.
No, we figured out a way to keep it just.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Austin plays to a bass track, which you can tell them about. The bass track situation.
We just basically, Sam played the bass and we recorded it, and I play along with a click in the bass track, and we just pump it through a bass amp and just do it like that.
That's interesting because my band actually, we've been experimenting with a similar idea, I guess. What we do is that we found ourselves without a drummer at one point in time, and what we did was we got a DJ instead, and we figured, all right, we're going to get this DJ, we're going to put some break records, and we're going to have him just like beat juggle drum breaks, and we're going to play on that. And it sort of evolved from that to the DJ actually having other instruments, like even most of the songs we have are cello, bass, and they have multiple cello parts that are overlapped. So we started like, well, hey, we got a DJ, he's got two turntables, he can play drums on one, and he can play the other cello sample on the other part, and we can have the whole song the way it was written instead of just this kind of faked in thing. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, so that's it's had its better moments and its worst moments of, as far as how well it worked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but we have not done the click track thing yet because we've been, you know, we're dead set on figuring out a way to get us all in sync, and it's still
right.
It's not quite settled, but we're working on it. We've been kind of reworking, but anyhow, so it's just the two of you on stage when you're saying, so that's cool. I guess you had mentioned, I heard some other instruments in the song. I guess you said flute and sax. You want to mention who was working with you?
Yeah, a guy named John Heinrich. He played the sax and flute on that, and he also plays steel guitar really well. It's kind of a strange combo, but John Heinrich, man, he's one of the best in town.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy too. Really great guy.
We met him because we do a lot of session work, Austin and I, and John Heinrich's part of the same circle that we were working in, and he's always been super kind to us and real helpful.
Good deal. Have you ever, have you guys considered getting him involved with the shows you guys do or anything like that?
Well, he's so busy, you know, it would be like a downgrade for him. he stays busy all the time, and that's great, and there's a reason why, because he's so fantastic.
Sure. Good stuff. Well, I got another song queued up here, which is "Scoop My Boots." Do you guys have an album out, by the way?
We're working on it. We did have one out, but we're getting a new one together. We actually just got signed to some management, Blue Water Music, and so they're trying to get us to get an album together, and we're trying to sift through a bunch of things and figure out.
Right.
You know, what's going to make it, but, yeah.
Okay, so you got a title for the album? Or, kind of, I guess, maybe you're in the earlier stages of having a projected release date and all that.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as, we'll probably just do Sam Hunter and the Two Tones or something.
Yeah, the self-titled.
Yeah, the self-titled debut.
Good deal. So, you're listening to WRFN, Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D, sitting here in the studio with Sam Hunter and Austin Valentine, both of Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. They're going to be playing at South, that's 1524 Demumbrian Street, on April 3rd at 10 p.m. They're also going to be playing at the Basement on April 10th. You said at 6:30? For that show, okay, 6:30 p.m. at the Basement, April 10th. That's 1604 8th Avenue South. And I got a song queued up here called "Scoop My Boots," and I'm assuming from the fact it's one of the few you sent me, it's probably gonna make a cut on the album. But maybe I'm wrong.
I hope so.
You'll have to, I guess check the internets for updates. We'll get into that shortly, I guess. I know you guys have a website. You want to go ahead and just mention that while we're there?
Yeah, if you go to samhuntermusic.com, that's my website, and we've got to get something together for the band. We're a little scattered right now.
Yeah, we are.
But there's a tab you can click
on.
Yeah, there's a tab that you can click on. It says the band, and that'll take you straight to our Facebook page. And you can stay updated with our schedule there, and click the like button if you like what you like what you hear.
Yeah, of course. And so obviously you can, I'm sure, find just on Facebook in general, Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. Check that out and get some more updates. Anyhow, this is "Scoop My Boots" by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones.
By the hand, babe, I won't put up a fight. gonna scoot my boots up under your bed tonight.
Okay, that was Scoot My Boots by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones, who are live in the studio with us, and we're sort of shuffling some stuff around here, trying to do a live in studio performance on 30 seconds notice, since my preparation is lacking a bit. But hey, we're having a good time here, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're performing, got a couple shows coming up, and working on the album, working on the website and all that. I guess we'll maybe just get a little more chat in here while this plays, if that's cool. So you said you signed to Blue Water Music. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how that worked out for you and you know, how those connections were made and everything?
Yeah, we've been working with this guy named Rob Galbraith. He's my publisher, and we do production work together. And he made the introduction to Blue Water Music. They're sort of a new management company, and they were looking for some acts to sign. They had one other band, still do, a band called Kinkador, which you should check out, because they're really awesome. They're a trio, fronted by this girl named Sharon Koltick, I think is her last name. I hope I'm saying that right. So we've been signed with them for a couple months, and they're really good people, and they seem to have our best interests at heart, and we're really happy to be working with them.
Great.
Love you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's always good to hear. So, I guess you guys had some publishing before that, sounds good. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to just wing it here and try to play some live music, if that's cool with you. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, so these mics are on. At your leisure.
Okay.
Oh, we got this one too.
Yeah, we'll just do a gang mic situation.
Try mic.
Yeah.
The try mics.
Try as a mic. Okay. This song here is called Lonely Bones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This old town is falling. It's time to free my mind. Come tomorrow morning, I'll be leaving. Just like a stone, I'll roll.
That mixdown was beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it sounded great. At least the levels were way off for the first couple seconds there, but I think we got on top of it. You guys want to do another one or?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, let's do one more. I like that.
What do you want to do, Austin?
Well, it's up to you, man.
Call it.
She won't.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She won't ever be you. She'll never do the things you do. She won't ever treat me bad, leave me feeling sad. She won't ever be you. She brings me coffee every morning, sweet with a tender kiss. She brings me love and every evening, love.
See if we can get back set up here. Appreciate that, by the way. You guys sounded great.
I hope I did a
decent job manning the boards there. I think it was okay. I think I was on top of the volume. Hopefully the
Just so nothing's broken.
Yeah, just, right. Yeah, hopefully the guitar and percussion and vocals were somewhat distinguishable at least. But
someone should text us and let us know.
Yeah, please.
Please.
I tried to step out into the production room and hear, but with the door open, I couldn't really tell. Anyhow, it sounded good to me, and that's what really matters. So
thanks, man.
It's your show, man.
Yeah. What were those two songs you want to mention?
Well, the first one was called Lonely Bones, and that one we've been doing for about 5 years. That was one that we used to do in our first group together, we've been doing it ever since, and it's just stuck with us, and we love doing it.
Can't get rid of it.
Cool. And do you guys, do you guys write your own stuff?
Yeah.
Always, or just for the most part? So both of those were original?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Cool. Good stuff, man, and always good to, you know, just good to hear people writing their own stuff. I'm a fan of that concept, so. I appreciate you guys doing that. Let me get some music playing. If we get bored of talking, we can play a couple more in a minute if you guys want, but, of course, I got a couple more to play. I looked at my screen when you told me the titles to be sure you didn't play something. You also sent me
we tried to avoid that.
That happened actually when Jessie Lafser was here, who was amazing, by the way, and I really liked her music a lot as well. But I was like, well, we'll play a couple before we start doing the live stuff, and I played one, and they immediately were like, oh, we were going to play that. But I had picked it out myself. Yeah. Like, I had her whole album, and I had picked out a few. So, you know, obviously with my brilliant taste, I picked out the best one, and was the one they were going to play. But anyhow. Yeah, so good stuff. Of course, you're listening to WRFN, Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show. We were lucky enough to get a live performance in the studio from Sam Hunter and the Two Tones, who are playing at 1524 De Mumbrian, at South, rather, at 1524 De Mumbrian on April 3rd, and also at the Basement on April 10th, at 1604 8th Avenue South. We've touched on a few topics and everything. I guess you had mentioned something about another project you were working on with Mandy Barnett, I guess co-producing. You want to tell me more about that, Sam?
Yeah, that's with Rob Galbraith. He's Ronnie Millsap's producer, and I was fortunate enough to get to work alongside him producing Mandy Barnett. We're in the process of picking out some tunes. She's sort of doing it's kind of like a Great American Songbook, but from the 60s and 70s. So she's doing a bunch of hits from those decades, and she's a wonderful singer. She's one of the best singers in Nashville, and she's such a pleasure to work with, and I'm really excited to be working with her.
So do you guys produce your own music then, I guess?
Yeah.
It's pretty collaborative, and then Rob Galbraith, the guy I just mentioned, will sort of be the executive producer and sort of just kind of make sure that things don't get too self-indulgent, you know?
So tell me a little bit more about Mandy Barnett. I guess could you maybe mention a genre that you categorize?
Yeah, she's probably best known around town for sort of like as the new Patsy Cline. She was part of this show, and she would she played the part of Patsy Cline in this music show that was out, and she's got this really big pure voice. But that's not all she does. She's this particular project is actually leaning a little more R&B than country. I think she's wanting to kind of get away from country a bit and try the R&B thing, and she does it great. She does it so well. We're doing things like It's Your Thing by the Isley Brothers and I Can't Go for That by Hall & Oates, and it's a lot of fun stuff. She does it so well.
Great. Yeah, so you, I believe, mentioned Ronnie Millsap who I guess why don't you tell me a little bit about so he is I'm sorry, he's covering one of your songs on his new album, is that right?
Yeah.
So Summer Number 17 is one of yours, and I guess why don't you tell me a little bit about Ronnie Millsap and sort of what that means to you for that to be the case?
Okay, yeah. Well, it means the world to us that he cut that song. It's just one that I wrote with my dad, and Rob Galbraith played it for Ronnie, and he liked the song so much that they actually copied the vocal stuff that Austin and I did on it, because Austin and I will pretty much demo everything we do,
yeah.
You know, and
sure.
And they liked it so much they actually asked for the actual Logic files, you know, the WAV files and stuff for the background parts that we did. So, and
they were using the recordings of you guys as the background.
Well, they were using them as a reference to make sure they got it right.
Yeah, I guess.
I wish they. I got to play on it, but
they played my drum parts.
Yeah, they played all of Austin's drum parts, and they copied our background parts. And man, that's just such a thrill to have, because Ronnie Millsap's had 40 number one hits. Which is incredible. I think he's third to George Strait and Conway Twitty. So it's such an honor to have a guy like that, recording your song and copying your parts.
Yeah.
You know, that's unmatchable. That's so much fun.
Yeah,
that's really exciting to hear. So. Well, speaking of, I got this song right here, Summer Number 17. I'm assuming is your version of it.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and just play that since we've been talking about it. This is Summer Number 17 by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones.
Time has taken you away.
That was Summer Number 17 by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. Sam Hunter and Austin Valentine are sitting here in the studio with me, and we were just talking about it a little bit. So Ronnie Millsap also decided to make that song, to cover that song and have it be the title album of his, the title of his new album. So it's the album title cut. So you were telling me a little bit about the backstory there.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the how that played out.
Well, he was originally cutting an album of just hits from the 50s and 60s, songs from when he was younger, and completely unrelated to that at all. My dad and I were writing a song called Summer Number 17, and I played it for Rob Galbraith, and I was just, what I'll do is we have meetings every now and then where I'll just play him new stuff that I've written, because he's my publisher, and he said, man, Ronnie could do this song, and so we played it for Ronnie, and Ronnie really liked it, and then the people at Legacy Records liked it a lot, and they said, well, this kind of brings the whole concept together, doing a bunch of songs from when he was 17 years old that he loved. Well, it makes sense that he should do a song called Summer Number 17. And then it just ended up somehow being the title cut of his album, which was a freak accident.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So could you maybe contrast that with what the song means to you? I mean, having written it, I would have guessed it's, about telling the story of from that time as opposed to reviewing music from that time in a later stage, I guess.
It's just, really, it was just, it started out as sort of an exercise, in writing, just to see if we could write a song. I was really into the Beach Boys. I was going through a Beach Boys phase, and so I wanted to do something like Surfer Girl, and my dad had this really cool title called Summer Number 17, and it was just about this guy remembering that everybody has that one summer that they really remember or really love, and 17 happened to be that one that we picked, and that's pretty much it. I wish there was a cooler story there.
How does it make you feel?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want to hear the story about my summer number 17. We get kicked off the air.
Oh!
But anyhow. So, I guess let's maybe back up a little bit and just kind of get into some basic stuff. Where are you guys from, both of you?
We originated out of Nashville, but I'm originally from Jolton, Tennessee, which is northwest of Nashville, up towards Clarksville. And Sam is from the east side in East Nashville. And
He's nasty.
And that's pretty much it. We just grew up in Nashville. And,
good. I got another. Do you guys want to try and do a little bit more live here?
Sure.
We got plenty of time, so I'll go on and try and get a set up here. I got one more recording I could play, I guess. Maybe we'll play that while we kind of, get these mics arranged a little better. So,
okay.
This is The Girl I Love by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones.
Making her mine. The girl I love is my heart's desire.
That was The Girl I Love by Sam Hunter and the Two Tones. You're listening to WRFN Radio Free Nashville. Sam Hunter and the Two Tones, which consists of Sam Hunter and Austin Valentine, are both in the studio with us right now. And I believe we're going to close out the show by letting them play a couple more live songs. Before that, though, I just want to mention Sam Hunter and the Two Tones will be performing live at South on April 3rd at 10 p.m. That's 1524 Zimumbrian. And also at the Basement on April 10th at 6:30 p.m. That's 1604 8th Avenue South. Again, you listen to Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. So what I'm going to do is just get off this mic and point it at these guys and let them do their thing for about 10 more minutes or however long they're able to. I guess they got a couple in mind ready to go, so I'm going to just fade out this little background music and we'll get into it.
Alrighty. We'll do a song by a band that's really influenced us a lot. This song's called This Boy. Let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4...
you back again. That boy isn't good for you, though he may want you to. This boy wants you back again.
Listening to Radio Free Nashville, Sam Hunter and the Two Tones live in the studio playing some jams for us, so
go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
My love boat, baby, till my ship comes in.
rock and roll star. I'm gonna make it big, I just don't know.
Appreciate it, guys. I guess we got time for one more if you want, or we could
just keep going.
All right, yeah, let's do one more. Let's do. I'm feeling the music right now. I'm sitting here vibing. So go ahead.
If you want to
tell us the name of the song you're about to do.
Yeah, we're gonna do. Oh yeah, absolutely. There you go. We're gonna do a song called "Real Cool Cat."
Yeah,
featuring Mr. Austin Valentine.
Oh,
on the vocals.
Whoa.
One, two, three, four. My dog is a real cool cat. My dog knows him every time. He struts around the neighborhood. Collar popped in, looking good. My dog is a real cool cat.
It's a
Hey, I appreciate you guys doing it. Sounds really good. You're listening to WRFM Radio Free Nashville. That was Sam Hunter and the Two Tones live in the studio. Also, we'll be playing at South on April 3rd and the Basement April 10th. Thanks to you guys a lot for coming out here and hanging out and chatting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Got any shout-outs or anything? Got a minute or something here? And by the way, please, everyone out there, stay tuned for Ty Tunes coming up next.
Chad Boston, thank you so much for us hooked up with Al D. We had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jan.
Yeah, as always, everyone's obligated to thank Jan as soon as they set foot in here. So. Yeah, and I appreciate you guys, too. I had a great time. So I guess we'll just let this... we got about a minute. I'll just let this music play in the background, and we're going to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. This is WRFM, Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm LD, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to do this, you can go to radiofreenashville.org. You should also check out nashvillefringefestival.org and samhuntermusic.com, correct?
Yeah, and also, if you want to hear some more of our tunes, reverbnation.com/the2tones Nashville. That's where you can find the pictures and the recordings and all sorts of good stuff.
All right, well, we're signing off. Appreciate you guys again.